Good morning, Charlotte Tabernacle. Praise the name of the Lord. Amen. Are y'all happy to be here this morning? I'm so thankful to be in the house of the Lord once again. One of the songs that was on my heart this morning, it was that as long as I have breath in my lungs, I'm going to give the Lord some praise. Because my praise is not dependent on who was elected into office. My praise is not dependent on my situation or my circumstance, but my praise is because of how good God is to me and for who he is. Amen. He didn't have to do it. He didn't have to wake me up this morning, but he did. He didn't have to give me a house of fellowship to come in and be able to praise and worship the Lord, but he did. And for that this morning, I am so thankful. Hallelujah. 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 So I just want to take a moment to just shake off the past week, to shake off whatever happened last week was last week. So just to shake it off and to come into the presence of God. Thank you, Jesus. Just to come into his house. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Because his ways are not our ways. His thoughts are not our thoughts. God is he's able to see what we cannot see. And so this morning we put our trust in him. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Let's just prepare our hearts, prepare our minds for worship. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Just allow him to saturate the atmosphere. Thank you, Lord Jesus. To allow him to come in and do whatever he wants this morning. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. We give you a hallelujah this morning, God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. I'm going to open up with the scripture. And before I do, I just want to take a moment to welcome those Taylor Tabernacle Live. Welcome to the Taylor family and all of our friends joining through Facebook and YouTube Live. We are streaming from Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, where Elder Jonathan E. Ford is the pastor. Amen. So stand with me as we go to the Word of God. And this morning, the scripture will be Romans 12, verse 9 and 10, New King James Version. And that's Romans 12, 9 and 10. Thank you, Jesus. And the word says, let love be without hypocrisy. Abhor what is evil, cling to what is good. Be kindly affectionate to one another with brotherly love. In honor, giving preference to one another. Amen. Let us pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, oh God, we come before you this morning praising and worshiping you, God, because you are the only one who was able to do all things but fail. You have saved us for such a time as this, God. And so because of this, we come into your house, God, giving you praise, God. Worshiping you with our whole life, God. Giving you what is rightfully yours anyway, God. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, we won't hold back our praise based on our circumstances, God. But Lord, we give it all to you this morning, oh God. Hallelujah, Jesus. And we welcome you in this morning, God. We've rolled out the red carpet for your presence, oh God. In the name of Jesus. Father, we need you, God. Hallelujah, God. You are welcome in this place, oh God. Father, Lord Jesus, come on in, Lord God. Come on in, God. We invite your presence, God. We invite you to sit with us, oh God. We ask your train to fill the temple, God. We ask for your glory to fill fill this place, God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, have your way this morning, God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord God. We won't hold back our praise this morning, God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Do what only you can do, God. And Lord, we ask a special blessing, God, for the speaker of the hour, God. Bless her greatly, God, as she delivers your word, Lord. And let your word find a resting place in our hearts this morning. In Jesus, the mighty name, we pray. In the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, in the name of the Holy Ghost, we pray. In Jesus' name, amen. While you're standing, we're going to invite the speaker, our speaker, Deaconess Barbara Williams, to come and deliver the word. And as she comes, we're going to pray for her. And so repeat after me, God bless Deaconess Barb. God bless Deaconess Barb. God bless Deaconess Barb. Real good. Amen and amen.
The Lord, good morning, good morning. Amen, amen. Hey, while you're standing, can you turn to Luke chapter 12, verses 4 through 7 this morning? Hallelujah. Bless his holy and righteous name. Amen, amen. That's Luke chapter 12, verses 4 through 7. If you have it, say amen. If you need a minute, say hold on. Amen, amen. Luke 12, 4 through 7. I'm going to be reading from the NIV version. And if you'll allow me, I'm going to go right into the Message Bible. Amen. I tell you, my friends, do not be afraid of those who kill the body and after that can do no more. But I will show you whom you should fear. Fear him who, after your body has been killed, has authority to throw you into hell. Yes, I tell you, fear him. Are not five sparrows sold for 2 pennies? Yet not one of them is forgotten by God. Indeed, the very hairs of your head are all numbered. Don't be afraid. You are worth more than many sparrows. The Message Bible reads, I'm speaking to you as dear friends. Don't be bluffed into silence or insincerity by the threats of religious bullies. True, they can kill you, but then what can they do? There's nothing they can do to your soul, your core being. Save your fear for God, who holds your entire life, body, and soul in his hand. What's the price of 2 or 3 pet canaries? Some loose change, right? But God never overlooks a single one. And he pays even greater attention to you, down to the last detail, even numbering the hairs on your head. So don't be intimidated by all this bully talk. You're worth more than 1 million canaries. Amen. May the Lord add a blessing to the reading of his holy and righteous word. You may be seated in the presence of the Lord. Amen. 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 I'm going to go a little bit further in the Message Bible version, and don't get scared. We're not going to cover all of this today. Amen. But it was just good reading to me and something for you to feed on during the week. Starting at verse 8, stand up for me among the people you meet, and the Son of Man will stand up for you before all God's angels. But if you pretend you don't know me, do you think I'll defend you before God's angels? If you badmouth the Son of Man out of misunderstanding or ignorance, that can be overlooked. But if you're knowingly attacking God himself, taking aim at the Holy Spirit, that won't be overlooked. When they drag you into their meeting places or into police courts and before judges, don't worry about defending yourself. What you'll say or how you'll say it, the right words will be there. The Holy Spirit will give you the right words when the time comes. Amen. That's just for your hearing. And hey, during your study during the week, you can study through that. Amen. But stand up for the Holy Spirit. Amen. Hey, this morning we're going to explore the first half of chapter 12, really. Chapter 12 is all about trusting God. Somewhere around chapter 9 through 13, you'll see in the book of Luke that it is exploring the growing rift between Jesus and Jewish leaders. But the verses we're exploring today are about discipleship and trusting in God. Luke, by trade, was a doctor before he became a disciple of our Lord and Savior. And in his writings, you see the humanity and the compassion of our Lord and Savior. You see that he was a man born of woman, but a perfect man. That he lived as we did. He has a clear understanding of all that we go through, the pain, the sorrow that sin has brought into our lives. We were never meant to live through this. We were meant to live perfect lives where he supplied our every need, where we supped and dined with him every day. Sin brought about the sorrow and pain we have in this world today. Starting at verse 4, I tell you, my friends, do not be afraid of those who kill the body and after that can do no more. As our deaconess Curitan said, the election this week, I have run into so many people this week, depressed and downtrodden and just despaired about what happened on this past Tuesday. The state of the world, we're on the brink of World War III. These are all man-made things. And whether you believe it or not, none of it happens unless God allows it. It's all in his hands. Contrary, it is not in man's hands. Some of these things must come about before our Savior comes again. Don't worry about it. Let me back up. I didn't even give you the theme today that we're talking about. I'm not worried about it. That's what we're going to talk about today. I'm not worried about it. Matthew 6:28, and why do you worry about clothes? See how the flowers of the field grow, and they neither labor nor spin. Yet I tell you that not even Solomon in all his splendor was dressed like one of these. If that is how God clothes the field, the grass of the field, which is here today and tomorrow is thrown into the fire, will he not much more clothe you, you of little faith? So do not worry. Don't worry. You don't have to worry. What you should eat, what you should drink, what shall you wear? For the pagans run around after all these things. And our Heavenly Father knows you need them already. But seek first his kingdom, his righteousness, and all these things will be added unto you. Therefore, do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about itself. Every day has enough trouble of its own. Seek God daily through his word, through prayers, but don't worry about what's going on in the world. I'm not telling you to quit your job and go home and say, okay, God, you got it. That's not what I'm telling you. Because somebody will come back and say, I said that. That's not what I'm telling you. But I want you each to reflect on the past actions of your lives. Excuse me, moments when you thought it was going to take you under. When you thought you couldn't make it, you couldn't take another breath. because the pressure was so great. Did he not see you through? Our mother Radcliffe and our Reverend Radcliffe, I know they can tell you the times that they thought it was almost over. You looked around later and said, why was I worried? The God I serve has all power in his hands. He got me. He brought me through it. He may not bring you through the way you think you should get through it, but he brought you through. Amen. Amen. But I will show you whom you should fear. Fear the one who can kill the body, but has authority to throw you into the pits of hell. That's who you should fear. Don't worry about who's sitting in the White House. And all the people that I encountered this week, many of them extremely wealthy people, why are you worried? God can do anything. He can even change our new president-elect. And by doubting that, we're saying God can't do that. Yes, he can. Turn the pages of your Bible over and over and over again. He changed the hearts of men. He turned them to seek his face. Don't be worried about it. Don't worry about it. Live your life and keep your eyes focused on God. God's remarks were in anticipation, and he was preparing his disciples that what they were doing was causing such an uproar. He was going against the authorities, the Jewish leadership of that time. He was shaking it up and they didn't like it. He was exposing their man-made rules and self-serving laws. He was telling them, you should fear the one who can condemn your soul to death. This body is temporal. No matter what, it's going back to the ground and it's going to turn into the dust that it was made from. But your soul is eternal. I don't know about you, but when I get there, when I close my eyes, I want to hear him say, well done. Come home, my child. That's what I'm working towards. Yes, this world is hard. It is. It is. A loaf of bread, $4, a gallon of milk, $6 and $7, depending on where you're shot. It is hard. But respect and fear God, and he'll make a way. Don't worry about who's sitting in the White House. Worry about, are you living in a way to please him? And my eternal home is what I'm focusing on. That's what I'm looking for. That's what I'm looking towards. Sorry, all of a sudden the pages decided they don't want to cooperate. Amen. Romans 13:1, let everyone be subject to the governing authorities. We should still respect our government. We may not like it, but we should still respect it. For there is no authority except that which God has established. The authorities that exist have been established by God. We voted, but God put him there. Consequently, whoever rebels against the authority is rebelling against what God has instituted. And those who do so will bring judgment to themselves. We should pray for our country, for the world. That should be a daily prayer exposed every day when we go down in prayer and worship. But don't worry about it. God's got it. Psalms 31:14-15. But I trust in you, Lord. I say you are my God. My times are in your hands. Deliver me from the hands of my enemies. And from those who pursue me. Are not 5 sparrows sold for 2 pennies? Yet not one of them is forgotten by God. What makes you think God is going to forget you? I know oftentimes we feel abandoned when we're going through a hard time, when we're going through tough times. Lord, where are you? Where are you? I spoke to a friend and a coworker yesterday, and she's going through some tough times over the last few months. Her husband has passed away, and she's navigating life now for the first time without her husband, and somebody hit the car, and she dropped her keys down the elevator, and she just feels like things are just piling on and on and on. My sister, pray, because God's got you. This is just a bump in the road. He's got something great in store for you. Keep your eyes focused on Him. You guys are not talking back to me, and in a minute, I'm going to start talking about pancakes. My sister, my running joke with the congregation is if they don't talk back to me, I start telling them how hungry I am standing up here right now. Amen? Amen. So we're going to move on. But the scripture is simple. God is aware of the smallest detail in His world. This is His world. Two sparrows didn't cost anything back then. Two copper coins, which is equivalent to about 2 pennies today. Excuse me. But He takes care of every detail for them. He makes sure they're clothed, adorned, and fed. Amen? How much more do you think God cares for you? Every hair on your head is numbered. That's amazing to me. How many strands of hair are in this room, whether they belong to you or not? Amen? Every one of them is numbered in His sight. And if one falls, He knows about it. Why would you worry? God got it. He's got you in the hollow of His hand. He holds you. The Creator of all eternity holds you in the palm of His hand. Why are we worried about it? I don't know. You are His masterpiece. It's amazing when we look around this room and we see not one of us looks like the other. Unless you happen to be a twin, which is a whole different situation. But for the most part, we don't look alike. Every one of us is a unique creation, handiwork of the Creator. Amen? Yes, you are important to God, no matter your station in life. He loves the rich man, the poor man, the beggar man, and the thief. They're all precious in His sight. Jesus showed us this as He walked through this earth. He talked to the Jewish leaders, but He also talked to the prostitute on the street. He touched the sick that no one else would go near. He loves us all, and we're all equal in His sight. It doesn't matter what your bank account is. It doesn't matter. He loves us all. You know how I know we're important to God? He worries about you. He made a plan to redeem you. He wept over you. He was persecuted and lied on for you. He was whipped for you. He died for you. And He rose again just for you. A price was paid for you. Greater love has no one than this, to lay down His life for a friend. He calls you friend. He calls you friend. You guys don't act like He calls you friend. Amen. Amen. It's getting a little bit better in here, just a little bit. They making me work for it, Reverend Radcliffe. They making me work for it this morning. Amen. Amen. He calls you friend. When pastor preaches, usually he'll give you a witness scripture right at the top. But I'm going to give you your witness scripture at the end. Witness scripture that you don't have a thing to worry about is Psalms 23. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He's my protector. He's my all in all. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. Sheep are nervous. They're fearful. They're worryful creatures. They don't lie down unless they're secure and comfortable. He created me to lie down in green pastures. He restores my soul. He leadeth me in the path of righteousness for His name's sake. His quiet still voice comforts me in the midnight hour. His sheep know his voice, and we follow only the sound of his voice. We don't worry about the crazy doctrines of today. We hear the master's voice. We hear the shepherd's voice. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, you are with me. Dark times comes. Trials and tribulations come. Hardship comes. Sickness comes. Death comes. But God, my God, it should be personal. My God is with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. Symbols of the shepherd's protection and guidance for his sheep. His word is our guide. It's a lamp unto our feet. You prepare a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. When God provides for you, it ain't going to be PB&J. Amen? It's a feast that he lays out before you. And if he lays out PB&J, it's going to be the best PB&J you ever had. Sometimes PB&J is good, and I never liked PB&J till I got grown, but that's just me. He shows up and he shows out for you in the presence of your enemies. He blesses you even when your enemies think you shouldn't be blessed, because he's God and he can do it that way. He anoints my head with oil. Not only does he spread a banquet table out before me in the presence of my enemies, but he anoints me with the finest perfume. I smell good. I look good. I look like I belong to a king. He adorns me with his love, and I look like I'm loved. My cup runs over. My enemies want to know how and why do I look so. I know what she's going through, how she still look good. Because I got a God that loves me. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. God's love is abundant. His mercy is abundant. His love is loyal and everlasting. He loves me, and there is nothing I can do about it. He loves me. He pursues me even when I'm wrong. I hear his voice calling me back when I'm strayed. Amen. That's the good shepherd. He leads me when I'm off course back to the right path, and he loves me still. I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. His goodness is promised to me in this life. But more importantly, in the life to come, I will dwell with him in his presence for all eternity. And I don't know about you, but that makes me happy. Amen. That I'll get to sit down at the table with him. Amen. That I'll get to say hallelujah at his feet. Amen. That I can walk the streets of gold. Amen. That I can see those saints that have gone on before me. That I can say howdy, howdy, and no more goodbye. Ah, bless his name this morning. I promise you, if you stand on Psalm 23, the good shepherd, honey, you have nothing to worry about. Don't worry about it. It doesn't matter. Because God's got all of it. In the palm and the hollow of his hand this morning. Amen. We bless the Lord. With all that love watching over me, I'm not worried about it. Amen. Hey, this morning, if something was said to you that pricked your heart, if this morning you're worried about the cares of the world, I invite you to know the good shepherd. I invite you into his presence to dine with him. If our deacons or ministers would come to the altar, if there's someone that needs prayer this morning, someone who's troubled this morning, whether the events of the week or the events in their life, if anyone would like prayer, please come to the altar at this time. The altar is open for prayer. Don't worry about it. God has it all in control. He's the good shepherd. He walks with us. He talks with us. He gave us a set of instructions on how to walk through this world. Throw all your cares and all your worries on the Lord. He can take care of it. He can handle it. He can calm your fears. Listen to His voice. If there's someone who'd like to join this band of believers, the doors of the church are open right now. Come and let us introduce you to the Good Shepherd. The Shepherd provides, the Shepherd protects. He takes care of His sheep and He calls them His own. This morning we lift our Shepherd up. We thank You, Lord. We bless Your holy and Your righteous name this morning. Lord, we lift this young man at the altar up this morning, God. We ask You to surround him with Your loving arms of protection. Lord, those listening under the sound of my voice, someone's worried. Someone doesn't know how tomorrow's going to turn out, Lord. Lord, comfort them right now, Father. Send Your angels to minister to them, Father. Lord, we bless Your name this morning because we know You are able to do exceedingly abundantly, above all we can imagine, above all we can ask, above all we can think. Oh, we lift You up this morning, Father. We glorify Your name. We thank You, Father. We thank You, Father, and we bless Your holy name. All glory unto You, Father. Lord, we pray for this world, Lord. The wars breaking out, the rumors of wars. We pray for the uncertainty, Lord, that is coming. But we know, Lord, that You are certain in our lives. That You would never leave us nor forsake us, Father. We thank You this morning. We thank You, Lord, that You love us and there's nothing we can do about it. We thank You, Lord, for that love. We thank You, Lord, that we can walk with You and talk with You. We thank You, Lord, for the Holy Bible, Your instruction manual. Lord, open the pages of the Bible in our heart, Lord. Help it to unfold like the most beautiful rose You've created. Fill us with love, Lord. Love to overflow. Love to shine in this world, Lord. A light that never grows dim, Lord. We know it is You. It's You, Lord. We bless Your name this morning, Father. We give You glory, honor, and praise. Amen. Amen. Service in the hands of our liturgist.
And amen. Can we just get a Lord a praise for that word this morning? It was right on time. It was right what we needed. Hallelujah, Jesus. Lord, we bless Your name, God. Thank You, Jesus. Thank You, Lord God. Oh, Lord Jesus. Thank You, Lord, for sending Your vessel this morning to send the word that we needed, God. Thank You, Lord. As we prepare our hearts to give offering, as our Deacon Todd would say, it's offering time. Thank You, Lord. I can't say it like He can. He'll ask for a drum roll, but I ain't going to go there, though. Amen. So at this time, our brother Bryson will give us this offering. Amen.
Good morning to the Tabernacle family and friends. At this time, we will gather to our worship through giving. This morning, you may give through one of five ways, including text to give, online giving through our website, Venmo, or also by using the U.S. Postal Mail. To give by text message, text code TAYLOR61 to the number 73256, and you will receive a link and instructions. To give through our website, please go to TaylorTabernagle.com/giving and follow the instructions. To give by U.S. mail, please send check or money order to Taylor Tabernacle, P.O. Box 6309, Philadelphia, PA 19143. Venmo at Taylor Tabernacle 6309. For those gathered with us in the sanctuary today, you will find two offering baskets next to the side ramp door, one for your tithes and offerings and one for the preacher. Please place your seal envelope in the baskets as you exit the sanctuary. Pastor via Cash App or Venmo. Cash App, $ Pastor Jonathan Ford. Venmo at Jonathan Ford 25. As always, we thank you for your continued support to our ministry.
Amen. Can we give our Bryson a hand? I am so proud of him. I don't know if y'all been noticing, but every Sunday he is pressing. Many Sundays he walks to church. And so I just want to give a shout out to our Bryson, because you are truly our inspiration. Because if we had to walk around the block, many of us would be home. But I just pray God's blessing to always be upon him. Amen. And thank you for doing the offering at a short notice. At this time, we're going to have announcements by our sister Zakiya Price.
Good morning. There we are. Good morning, Taylor family. The pastor and the leadership team would like to thank you for joining us this Sunday. Our live stream service will continue via Facebook and YouTube Live so that you may continue to join us in worship from your home. If you're joining us through YouTube right now, we need you to do two things. We need you, one, to subscribe if you're not already subscribed, and two, we need you to hit the like button. The like button is what gets our live stream sent around. So please do us that favor. Please hit the like button. Also follow us on Facebook at Taylor Tabernacle so that you are informed and up to date with all of our upcoming gatherings and dates. If you are not receiving our weekly emails, please send us your new email address and we will add you to the list. Thank you. So the countdown to Taylor Tabernacle's Angel Tree Christmas has begun. Today we are collecting toys, if you have them. We will have two boxes set up in the sanctuary before service is over today. I don't think our calendar of events are up at the moment, but we are starting collection today, and we will stop collecting on the 24th. How can you help? Glad you asked. We, across seven families that we would like to serve, we have a need to serve 30 children. With that being said, we are also asking for donations of gloves and hats. So far, we have collected some gloves and hats, but we still need 9 pairs of gloves, and we still need 22 hats for boys and girls, and also a few infants. If you're wondering, well, what type of gifts are people asking for? Thus far, kids are asking for simple things like trucks, dolls, Legos. And because we are going to be serving a number of older children, they are also looking for gift cards. So it could be gift cards, Amazon, Roblox, Five and Below, things to that effect. So if you are unable to purchase gifts, we are also asking for donations towards, if you are unable to purchase gifts like in person or ordering them online, we're asking that you would also donate so that the Angel Tree Ministry can purchase the gifts or also gift wrapping. Please see Sister Leah. Please see Brother Tyrone. You can see myself or anyone else who is on the Angel Tree Committee. And those of us who are in the sanctuary, could you please raise your hand so people know who else you can contact if you look around? So you can see all of us in order to do any signing up for the Angel Tree asking. We look forward to another opportunity to serve as the hands and the feet of Jesus in our community. Now, every first Sunday, we will gather at 8:30 in person for corporate prayer, followed by morning worship at 10 a.m. Please don't forget, on Wednesday night, we offer prayer and Bible studies at 7 p.m. via Google Meet. On Sundays, we have Sunday school for our youth from 8:30 a.m. to 9 p.m. via Google Meet. We look forward to seeing your child every second, third, fourth, and fifth Sundays. And last but not least, please, let's not forget Pastor Ford's YLE Challenge. And for those of us who need a reminder what that is, we are asking that all our youth invite their friends to join us for Sunday school on Sunday mornings. And I believe that concludes our announcements. Amen.
All hearts and minds are clear this morning. Father, in the mighty and precious name of Jesus, Lord, give us traveling mercies as we return to our destination, Lord. Bless those, Lord, and keep us through this week, Lord. In Jesus' precious and holy and righteous name I pray. Amen.